This year, set a self-improvement goal. Like socially dominating your friends with your superior streaming knowledge. Catch up on the hits you missed with Prime Video. From Reacher to Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour extended version. And The Hunger Games, the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Watch everything included on Prime. Rent or buy new releases. Add on hundreds of streamers. One app, one password. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This was a big season, I thought, for Brian Burns because he was in the final year of his contract. Multiple times the Carolina Panthers turned down trade offers for him. Yet it's been an underwhelming season for Brian Burns. This is where I bring on Vashti Hurt, Carolina Blitz, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Vashti, I look at some of the numbers here for Brian Burns this season between sacks, quarterback hurries, quarterback hits. If you add those things together, looking at just 18, that's it over a span of 14 games this season so far. Why do you feel like Brian Burns is underperformed?
I think there are a couple of reasons why he hasn't performed up to expectations, I guess. I don't know. I don't think that he's played badly. I think that when you have one player that your defense, opposing offenses scheme around, then he's still premier in the league because people don't worry about you. You know, they say if you ain't got no haters, then you ain't popping. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, people, opposing offenses, he is their guy that they scheme around. I just think it's been several things. Brian Burns has played a lot of the season injured, and I don't know if people understand that, but he had an elbow injury, which changed the side of the field that he had to line up on due to him not being able to pass rush, which means he was on the same side as Derrick Brown, which messed up things schematically. Injuries to the line as far as Vitor Gross Matos, Marquise Haynes, an offense that does not allow the defense to play from behind. You got to understand when the offense is scoring points, that allows the defense to pin their ears back and be more aggressive. And that's where you get those sack totals. That's where you get those QB hurries. And Brian Burns also drops back in coverage, I would say maybe a little bit more than your pure pass rushers, and let's say maybe a Nick Bosa. So I think that there are a number of reasons why his production when it comes to statistically is down. I do still think that he is a premier edge rusher in the league. It's not up for me to decide how much he warrants getting paid, but in the one game that he didn't play in, you saw how that defense struggled with the pass rush. So, I think that there are several factors that have contributed to the decline in numbers. And also, one more thing, Justin Houston did not have the season that everybody expected. He was hurt. I mentioned the injuries, but you have nobody else on that other side to help him out.
Yeah, they paid $6 million for Justin Houston to get half a sack this season. I wish I got paid that much to get half a sack. Now, speaking of the pay, by the way, Vashti Hurt, Carolina Blitz, joining us here in the Adam Gold Show. Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold. Follow her on X at Keep Blitzen. Now, you talk about the money. Now, we look at the stats and all that stuff, and that's where things are factored in when it comes to negotiations. And now Brian Burns is going to be, he's scheduled to be a free agent this offseason. I don't see the Carolina Panthers letting him walk in any way, shape, or form, because if they do, that's pure malpractice for all the draft picks that they've turned down for him over the last couple of seasons. But when it comes to negotiating, are we staring down a franchise tag for Brian Burns? He did have that. Yeah, because he had that hold in earlier this season trying to negotiate a deal, and they still haven't worked something out.
Yeah, I think that's, and who knows who the GM will be.
Great question.
But when they weren't able to get a deal done before the season or maybe early into the season, and then the season, of course, did not go, I think that there would have been maybe more urgency if the Panthers were playing better. But as you mentioned, you're not going to get two first rounders for Brian Burns anymore.
Nope.
You could potentially get one first rounder, but I don't know if that's worth it. I do expect he'll likely be franchise tagged. I'm not sure how he feels about that personally. He was pretty open, and I haven't posted about it yet, but he was pretty open about how this season was was the most challenging of his career based on several factors. But he's going to have to prove his worth again if he gets franchise tagged, or who knows how he'll handle that, if he'll attempt to sit out. I think all of his leverage for doing that would have been ahead of this season. And he opted to stay and play and continue that path. But, you know, I asked him yesterday, would he stay in a perfect world? Would he stay and remain in Carolina? And he emphasized, in a perfect world, yes, he will remain in Carolina. What that perfect world looks like, I don't know. I'm sure it doesn't include a franchise tag, but at this point, he doesn't really have control over that.
Now, things have been far from perfect in Carolina. Now, I know, because you were down there when he was in the locker room yesterday, you were down there when he said he's not a big fan of change. He never was really like change much in his career. But since he's got to Carolina, he was drafted when Ron Rivera was the head coach. Then there was Perry Fuels, the interim. Then there was Matt Rhule. Then there was Steve Wilks as the interim. Then there was Frank Reich as the head coach. Now Chris Tabor as the interim. There's been nothing but change for Brian Burns in his career. What incentive does he actually have to stay in Carolina?
I mean, money would be there.
There's that, yes. But I'm sure that guy can get paid by a lot of franchises out there. There are 31 other franchises that would love to sign him.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Money would probably be the only incentive based on that. He has developed a good relationship with the guys in the locker room. And so he came out and flat out said that he would like to see all, you know, the defensive staff remain in place, although he understands that, you know, with the new coaching staff coming in, that's likely not going to be the case. Mm-hmm. If he wants to win, does he stay in Carolina? Who knows? He's never experienced a winning season since he's been drafted. You already mentioned the coaching carousel, in for another head coach to try to get used to, which is tough in and of itself. I can't imagine being in a job and having a new boss every year that you gotta get used to. But I think he likes Charlotte. I think he likes the team, and I think he's familiar with the franchise. Is that enough to keep him in Charlotte? No. But honestly, he doesn't really have much leverage at this point when it comes to that. So it's an unfortunate situation for him where he can't control much of whether he goes or whether he stays. He's a free agent, but they can still use that franchise tag on him, which, you know, I think that they'll do.
That they likely can. Vashti Hurt, Carolina Blitz, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Final thing for you here. Speaking of that, we only got about a minute left. For that new boss of his, that new head coach, reportedly $15 million is the asking price from Detroit Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson in order to be the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. $15 million a year. Worth it?
Oh, bummer. The holidays are over. But yay, your weird relatives left. But no more presents. But yay, you have your freedom again. But there are no more desserts. But there's also no more holiday music, huh? The new year is full of ups and downs. But however you're feeling, you can always be happy with all the content on Prime Video. Catch the new season of Reacher, included with Prime.
Why'd you hit him so hard?
I don't hit soft.
Rent or buy new releases like The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. You can even add on hundreds of streamers, all in one app with one password. No bummers here, just lots of yay. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
I don't know. I hear that with that's gonna not just be Ben Johnson, but any head coach with any salt in the game is what it's gonna require for David Tepper, given what's happened with Matt Rhule, given what's happened with Frank Reich.
It's easy to forget.
and understanding the desperation of David Tepper. Not just Ben Johnson, anybody who is not, you know, an unknown, anybody with a hot coaching name is going to require $15 million from David Tepper. Ben Johnson's agent has refuted that. I think the report is accurate because I've heard that other places, but not just specifically linked to him. David Tepper is going to have to throw a bag at anybody. And he threw a bag at this past coaching staff, all of those coordinators, all of those position coaches, that they brought in. So he has the money. He's not afraid to spend it. He's going to have to spend it in the off season. And I don't think he's afraid to. If he thinks Ben Johnson is his guy, then he'll give him what he wants. Is he the right guy? I don't know. I have no idea. Some guys are just better at being coordinators, and you don't know that until they get head coaching jobs. I think that Frank Wright is a better coordinator than he is a head coach. Even in interviews with him, that's the way it came across. And he's passionate about the X's and O's, but maybe not the managing part that comes with the head coaching job. You hope that Ben Johnson, if they select him or if he comes to Carolina, would be good with both parts, but you won't know until it happens.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.